yeah. when you're sick. When you're sick, you can only be sick.
Mark, you said, how do people get sick? And he, I said, I don't know. He said, they get to be sick. Ha, 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 he said.
They are sick.
What?
They are sick.
They are sick, uh-huh. How do people get to be...
How do people get to... Wait, I'll think this up.
Okay.
Wait, I know one, which we did at home. Mm-hmm. Don't tell.
Okay.
Okay, okay. How do people go quick?
You mean how do you get them to hurry up?
No. How do people go quick?
I know.
Don't tell. Don't tell.
I'm with all the
Rose, you're cheating.
By the way, note the non-restrictive relative clause earlier in the sentence.
Don't let him
Mark
tell
Mark doesn't
you
use
anything.
Very many relative clauses
Don't
at all.
Don't let him tell you anything.
Say it again.
How do people go quick?
Does it have anything to do with chocolate milk? No? Does it? No? No, it doesn't.
He's lying. Yeah, it does have to.
Do it with chocolate milk?
Yeah, it does.
I can't figure it out. Tell me.
Nestle Twix.
Oh, shucks. I almost thought so. I thought it had something to do with Hershey's or something.
Hershey's cooking too.
Hershey's instant.
Well, Hershey's chocolate milk.
Yeah, but Nestle's quick.
Yeah, with the bunny rabbit.
Watch it, and the mug. Watch it.
What's wrong with my foot? My foot just doesn't feel right.
You serious?
I'm going to have to shake off that little pain in my legs. Okay, boys to their room. One, two, three.
I've got to set this up.
Okay, no more tooth teasing down your mom?
Boy, how come I always get the rough side of the legs? Mark, no more plants. Sure we are. Yeah, like I really do.
Here's where you have the table, aren't you? Here's where you have the table, aren't you? What is this stuff that we never did in our house?
You were dragging boys around on your feet.
That's being a good father. That's being Mr. Goodfather.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Mark, you're going to get hurt down there. Mark, you're going to get hurt. Move out. See, Mary, you could have talked to me. You get grumpy. I like to eat a lot of tortilla.
Mm-hmm. Well, they went outdoors again today.
Mm-hmm. Very cold, wasn't it?
Berries.
Hmm?
Berries.
Mm-hmm. Now it's really winter, boys. I know what real winter's like.
It was absolutely miserable out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not fun at all.
Wasn't fun?
Not for me.
Worse than Denver almost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, it was cold. It's like Denver got.
Yeah, but
maybe exactly like
only worse than Denver
during
the day. More Denver could get cold. Mm-hmm. When you went out in Denver.
Very reminiscent of Denver because of Denver weather.
When we ever went out in Denver, it was warm. Right?
Blowy snow. They would say blowy snow.
Yeah.
Mom, look, they're eating Mickey. Come on, Mark. Quit messing everything up.
Your poor parents. Think about your poor parents, children. Who put all these pillows on my thing?
Mark.
What kind of weapon?
But Mills Marks took them all off.
A little bit.
Tea.
I've had a miserable day.
Yeah, you're real grumpy. And it's not getting better.
Okay.
Ross, I think you better get out of here. I think Mom's really about to blow her top. I think you better go upstairs, Ross. I'm really serious. I think you better go upstairs. She's about to blow.
Okay.
Ross, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, it's cute. Mark. It's Mark, not Ross. Ross being okay.
Okay, Mark, your mommy's about to blow. You better go to your room.
We don't need to rattle our cages anymore. You want to see something? Went to a fur sale.
Hmm.
I saw jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Lamb jackets, they look white. Blue fox ones. For $158. Blue fox and raccoon pieced ones, $258. Designer fox jackets and possum, they were neat looking.
Mm-hmm.
$285.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you can look at these. Oh, go away, Mark. And then there were coats for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000, you know, and some. But the jackets were fairly cheap.
What do you need this for?
Well, you know how I wanted to have my jacket, my coat done.
Mm-hmm.
Went in there to see what they were doing with theirs, because theirs were just lovely and all brand new fur. And
yeah.
And they were all long fur. They didn't have any caracal, like mine.
Uh-huh. Is curly lamb what you've got?
No, caracal. Curly lamb looks different. Curly lamb's long. Curly lamb was a lot quiet too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't going to get any more for the cooks.
That was your concept, not mine.
I thought when we went to Holland, we bought those coats.
Well, I have that nice, those nice coats. I don't really need a coat. Just, I remember I was thinking of taking the coat I have and having it reworked.
I thought we all decided about all this, that we said, instead of reworking it, we'll just take a nice, comfortable, regular coat. In fact, we ended up buying two of them. And that would
two of them, coats. Well,
it would kind of do the trick.
And I dragged out that one, and I thought, you know, this would be great. Now, I saw these prices. Now, these aren't typical prices. This is a big deal sale.
Russ, do you want some Fritos?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Unseasonably warm weather causes a huge coat of overstock.
Yeah, I see that. Here you go, Marky.
This was at the Marriott.
Yeah.
But I looked at these prices and I thought, well, if I took my coating and the price started going up too heavily.
Yeah. You better just get a new one, right? Mm-hmm. I think so. I think you ought to learn more about fur. I felt that it's enough for you.
Well, I'll save my other ones.
The fur I got.
That's enough. You eat those and then I'll try to find some more.
It was a dreadful cheap one.
Very cheap, right? And it didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think you should repair.
Collar's good.
Yeah.
Well, I thought my idea for repair was good, but it had a lot of sense to it, you know. But the price may get beyond this, in which case it's stupid. I guess we have to decide what price.
What kind of fur are you really going for?
You know, I love.
You know also that a lot of people don't think it's right to wear fur jackets, okay? It's very, they see it as worse than smoking. You know your attitude towards smoking in public. I think a lot of people would say the same about having a fur jacket.
Would? You would.
I think I do too. Yeah, I think I feel the same way about it.
You sure have tried to get rid of all my widow furs.
Dumb movies.
It seems barbaric to me. And unnecessary. Okay, I would want cookies.
Where are you going to get cookies?
Big box.
Oh, the sack? You know what I'm going to do, though, is tomorrow with the boys. You playing away, you know. Mm-hmm. I retrieved them.
I want to put them up on the...
Okay,
let me find something else.
Don't throw them away, okay? I'm going to give them to the birds. I'm going to have the boys, those cookies, to the birds, because you don't like to eat them.
No, cookies. We'll give them to you.
Well, Daddy threw them away once, so I took them out of the garbage, and I thought we could, Rossi, you know how they're in shapes of hearts and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We could tie them on the bushes for the kids. Wouldn't it be cute?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do it today, but I didn't get the time. Thank you.
said, "Thank you, Jim." And I said, "My favorite blanket." I said, "Just a joke."
No, you know what?
What?
Each one was kissed by a sun. From the sky.
Oh, you mean like it's been,
kissed by sun?
No, like, made by sun. Made by Owl. Sun. Face made by sun. I know.
The possum jackets were good.
But I would think that fur would not last very long.
Hey, Parker, me. One time I popped something. Don't you try it? I'm not. We're just letting you know.
Today, January 15th, Ross is going to drowse the cat. Not sure what he's trying to do. He says it makes him drowsy. So he's going to drowse the cat.
Drowse
him. I'm going to drowse him, Ross says,
and
about the cat.
He's
Now, what will happen when you drowse him?
He'll be drowsy.
He'll be drowsy, is the answer.
And I want some more.
And that's Mark. I want some more, which is Coke, I believe. Now, is the cat getting drowsy?
You must be the king. You must be the queen.
It doesn't now. Why is that?
I know.
Probably more hungry than he is sleepy.
More hungry than he is sleepy.
She's the queen.
But what is it you do when you try to make him sleepy? And what is that called?
Drowsing
him.
Putting
him into a trance. Sort of like putting him into a trance. Anyway, you blink your eyes a lot and try and make him feel sleepy. Right? That's it.
Mark is complaining about the deal he gets at this house. What's your complaint, Mark?
Parents.
Who are the ones who have all the important stuff.
Uh-huh. And what about kids? Do they get anything good?
Well, not important.
What do they get?
Just toys.
Just toys?
If they want.
What would you like, Mark?
Oh, like some parent things, too.
Like what?
Like what I would like to be when I was a kid. I'd like to have a hammer to make... paint stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you do that. Next time I paint the basement, I'll let you work on it, okay? I'll let you be the painter, and I'll watch you. You do the whole job yourself, okay?
Well, next time, can we ever paint a picture?
Of course. Okay?
Okay.
Mom, did you ever wonder what I always do at school?
One time I played with blocks.
Yep.
One time, a lot of times I played with a sand table.
The sand table?
Yeah, sand table. But it should not be a table.
Do you learn things at school?
Guess what? We used to have a school game. You would have to flip these little flatted down things into some big guy's mouth. And it's a hard game.
Hungry hippo?
No, not that. There's no game. But there's a game that has hippos in it. And there's a cake that has clowns in it.
Oh.
Can we get the clown one?
I don't know.